Hello, www.rooftopsecret.com member Maverick Hunter. I happen to be very close to the microphone because I had trouble with the past. When in the past I had problems with being so far away from the microphone that I really couldn't say what I wanted to say, and I couldn't do what I wanted to do, and I couldn't make my points across, and I could not happen to make what I want to say heard. That being said, I formulated my thoughts and I formulated my opinions, so I know what I want to say, but you may not know how to respond to them because you don't agree with some of them. I plan to formulate disclosure by telling the truth and nothing but the truth. I will uphold the Constitution. I have studied conspiracy theories a lot. I know what is real disclosure and what is not disclosure. I know how to tell disinfo from misinformation. I know how to tell misinfo and disinfo from truthful information. I understand how that not everything on the internet is true, and that lots of sites on the internet can breed false information, so I only take my information from valid source and from other threads on www.abovetopsecret.com. I shall be glad that there is no draft. I'm no coward. I would fight in the war as I would have to, but I probably could not go to the draft because I have had asthma in the past that really would affect how I do there, so I'd get a doctor's note. But there will never be a draft in this country, like you said. However, I said we need to stabilize the region in Iraq, and the region has become stabilized in past weeks. Instead of being 50 people dying in Iraq each day, 50 Americans dying, only 40 to 10 people die per day in Iraq, and that is a very good number compared to the amount of casualties that we have sustained in Iraq the last 5 years. This year, there hasn't been as much or hasn't been as many. You sound like you don't know what I'm talking about, but that doesn't make me mad. That I feel complacent, unconcerned, and I don't really know where you're going with that. You need to formulate your thoughts and opinions before you make something clear. But yes, I stated my views. You didn't respond to what I said about education, nor did you respond to what I said about the war on terror of North Korea and Iran. And you also didn't say anything about Russia's strategy of launching mid-range missiles to the countries which are cooperating with our country in getting nuclear missiles defense systems to deflect nuclear missiles from reaching their destinations from Iranians. That being said, I do agree with you that ATS has diverted people from going to porn sites, which is a very good thing, but I believe that the war in Iraq can be solved. I believe that the war in Iraq is not having its problems due to the insurgencies, but I believe that the insurgents are controlled by the government. As you know, Al-Qaeda, CIA mouthpiece, they were almost accepted in the United States government as a non-governmental organization to topple governments. However, as you may know, we supported Al-Qaeda in the past, and the United States finds Al-Qaeda central to their foreign policy. So, you could say that we had diplomatic ties with Al-Qaeda, and this is exactly what Bush wants. Recall the meeting between the CIA and Osama bin Laden 2 days before 9/11, so that being said, they could have framed Osama bin Laden then. What else do I need to make clear? I know But you could say that people have obviously gotten tired of the war in Iraq, and they want to be pulled out of there right away, because our troop morale is low, so I say we need to pull out. I say we need to stabilize the region, because we're doing well in there contemporarily, but for the meantime, we shouldn't rely on good luck. We should rely on skill and manipulating the terrorists so that they don't attack us. We need to stabilize the region, build an embassy in Iraq, and we need to get the army to have Baghdad secure. It was a wreck way well before 2005. Do you have any other questions? That concludes my talk of Iraq. For now.